This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Shaw Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider Bobby Bell, Kevin Walker's getting it, Aiden in the back, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. I think I already said that. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Let's thank you with merch.
We gotta stay. All right, Tolos, right now, 877-881-1053. Caller 10 wins two tickets to see the Thuggish Ruggish Mafia Tour, courtesy of Live Nation at Dos Equis Pavilion on Thursday, September 25th. That's caller number 10, 877-881-1053, The Fan.
Ever met someone who is so extremely dumb that they don't know how stupid they actually are?
There's been a whole lot of stupid said this week.
You are made of stupid.
You know, I was worried there wasn't going to be enough stupid out there this week.
But you weren't here.
And it was stunningly easy to find stupid things that people have said. Because they say stupid things all the time.
Kevin Hagelin nominated on this list for the 07 Patriots?
He should be. Let's write him down right now. I'm going to put him down right there. 07 Patriots.
Yep.
And so we're going to look at this. There are a lot of baseball-centric ones this week. And the first one comes to us, RJ Choppy. This is something you had seen. Greg Amsinger, which I did some research and I found out this is a shared title. This is not just Greg Amsinger. You might be wanting to give it to Harold Reynolds now.
Oh, really?
Give him the title, I mean.
Okay, so I heard this around the Home Run Derby, right? I was watching some of their Home Run Derby coverage, All-Star Game coverage, and it floored me.
Who is this?
So Greg Amsinger is their host of
MLB Network. He's like the studio host in the evening.
It's usually him, Harold, Dan Plesac is on that show.
Plesac's so great on there.
Yeah, he's very, very good. Al Leiter will do this show quite a bit. So Amsinger was talking about Cal Raleigh. And Cal's having a great year. And Cal is right now running second in the MVP voting. But Greg Amsinger said that if Cal were to win the Home Run Derby, which he wound up doing, that this would be the greatest first half in Major League Baseball history.
No. The answer is no, it would not.
No, it would not. It's not even the greatest first half this season.
I don't think it's the greatest first half in the AL West. Like, Griffey had an insane 96 or 97, whatever it was. Juan Gonzalez through the first half, 87 games in 1998 when he won MVP the second time. He had 101 RBIs at the All-Star break. Like, there are plenty of these. Here's why it might be shared with Harold Reynolds. I found this article over at the Seattle Times. Apparently when Amsinger said this, which we're looking for the audio clip, we couldn't find it. But apparently when Amsinger said this, Harold Reynolds said, "I don't even think he needs to win the Derby. This may be the greatest first catch we've ever seen because he's a cat, or first half we've ever seen because he's a catcher. Aaron Judge's numbers will always speak, so will Griffey's, but the difference is he's catching." So he was saying, Harold Reynolds took it a step further and said, he doesn't even need the Derby, like you're saying, Amsinger. I'm saying we've already got this here. So greatest first half in the history of baseball, apparently.
Vegas sent me some Cal Raleigh lines. Will he break the single season home run record? Yes or no?
No.
No is minus 700. Yes is plus 1,200. So a 12% likelihood that he does it. 73 from Bonds, Cal Raleigh is on pace for 64. He's only one behind what Bonds had at the break in 01. Will Cal break Mantle's switch hitter single season home run record?
That's 54?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's only, he's only 16 away.
Yes is right? minus 500. No is plus 300. So 83% likelihood he does it.
Could you imagine if he doesn't? I mean, he needs like 16 home runs to break it.
Be a pretty terrible collapse.
Will Aaron Judge win the Triple Crown?
He's one RBI away.
He's first in batting average, second in home runs. He trails Cal by 3 and second in runs batted in, trails Raleigh by 1.
Slight no.
Slight no.
It is slight no. Well done, fellas. Minus 180. Yes, plus 140. How many hitters will have more than 50 home runs this year? Currently 5 are on pace to hit 50 plus. Cal, Judge, Shohei, Suarez, Schwarber.
3.
The over-under is 3. So you have to pick.
It would be those 3. It would be Cal, Judge, and Shohei.
The over-under is 3.
It's 3.
Over or under. Your initial guess was good. Over. I should have set it up.
God, can you bet push?
No.
I would.
Over, under 3.
I think it's going to be 3.
Okay. So you're not going to bet it.
I'm not. I would definitely not bet
Will Skeens finish with more wins or more losses?
Losses.
Losses minus 180. He's currently 4-8 with a 2.01. The lowest ERA of the modern era for a pitcher with more losses than wins was? No, way he'll get
was
this.
Was it Felix?
It's 1971.
Oh, yeah, that was all
Johnny Sain.
Dusty Zeller.
Dave Roberts was 14-17 with a 2.10 ERA.
Damn, and then he was stealing bases in the ALCS 30 years later.
The Dodgers?
How many pitchers will have 20 or more wins? The over-under is 1.5. No pitchers are currently favored to win 20. Fried and Peralta are both on pace for 19.2. Last 20-game winner in the AL?
Last Porcello.
Porcello.
Verlander in 2019.
That's sad. That's disgraceful.
And in the National League?
Kershaw.
Scherzer.
Strider, 20 in 2023. So those are some baseball odds I got sent to me, but your candidate for worst take is Raleigh.
Amsinger and basically Harold Reynolds saying that he's having the greatest first half in Major League Baseball history. I mean, he's not even having the greatest first half currently in the American League, so I don't know how it's possible.
This is a submission that I don't know if I think this is a worst take, but a friend of mine sent it to me, and he's like, you need to use this tomorrow. So Alex Rodriguez during All-Star coverage started fawning all over the commissioner and talking about how much he loved Rob Manfred. He said, I'm a big Rob Manfred fan. I think he deserves a lot of credit single-handedly with the changes he's made the last 2 or 3 years to really save our game. He probably belongs in Cooperstown.
RJ supported this while you were out.
You are in favor of this one.
Listen, I mean, I don't know Bud Selig's in Cooperstown, for crying out loud.
I don't think I'd put him in Cooper.
You know what I mean?
Maybe he deserves to go to Cooperstown. He's changed the game, whatever else. To make it sound like he saved baseball, I think is a little much.
Well, look, their ratings are they're doing pretty well with their numbers. They're doing pretty well with their numbers.
Yeah, but saving baseball is McGuire and Sosa. That saved baseball.
That's fair.
Like this is like the,
but baseball was, allowed the cheating.
And it's one of those things where like it's like the conflict you get in a movie of like, well, should this cop have done something off the books? Mm-hmm. Should he have planted evidence to get his prosecution? I
think Rob's done a really nice job.
You're calling it a necessary evil.
I think Rob's done a really nice job as commissioner.
Rank the commissioners, Bobby. You're the king of commissioner love and hate.
Current commissioners?
Yeah.
Number one would be probably Goodell. It's Goodell or Manfred, and then Silver's way behind.
What about Bettman?
Bettman's done a nice job.
He was too. University member, despised. Like a pariah.
So I didn't realize he was Stearns, like, second in command for a while.
I would say,
Gary Bettman?
Yeah, that's why.
David Stearns?
He was going to take over for Stearns. If he stayed at the NBA, he got the NBA NHL thing.
It's the same thing as like with baseball, where people were like, he doesn't even like hockey. He got accused of that. So I guess I'll put I don't know what Bettman's done specifically, I guess. I'll put him near the top just for the fact that I do remember 04, 05, people were saying Gary Bettman might be killing, like, hockey may die because of him. Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he sustained is fine. But last place easily is Silver, always and forever, because he sucks and he's an idiot.
And he cost me a cupcake to the face.
all right, next one here on Worst Take. We're going to go, this could fall under a large umbrella of a number of people, but we're going to give it specifically to Sarah Spain. Sarah Spain is representative of the blowback that we got for Shane Gillis. And in an era where it's not hard to find an echo chamber audience that you have, and so ratioing doesn't really happen anymore on social media, it happened to Sarah Spain. This was her tweet the other night during the ESPYs. In a year of crazy growth for women's sports, choosing an ESPYs host who doesn't even try to make clever jokes about women athletes, he at least attempted for the men, he goes with hacky no one knows the WNBA bits. Pino is a bad time and repeatedly insults black women, all caps, cool. And she got crushed for this take.
Look at the, I never understood like really ratioing on Twitter. Go look at the likes and the comments and the retweets and everything. Like she got destroyed as she should.
Yeah.
Justifiably crushed.
Yeah.
Look, this is a perfect microcosm of politics. It really is. This is Democrat versus Republican. You know, this is, and Kevin Hegland is slowly shaking his head in the other room for years. Okay, this, I'll just be real. I usually don't like to get in trouble on a Friday. I don't think it'll get me in trouble. This is the way we talked and joked growing up, and this is the way we talk and joke behind the scenes. For a long period, cancel culture, you wanted to laugh at some of Shane's jokes, but you felt afraid because of who was going to come after you. Now it feels like we're getting a bit of relief or a lot of relief in that, okay, I can laugh at that joke again.
Yeah.
Now, some people never stop laughing at the joke. Us in our positions, we, you know, I think we felt like we needed to be a little bit more careful. But yesterday, it felt nice just to be able to play all of that and just laugh at what I deem to be just comedy.
Comedy is not funny if it's not dangerous. Okay? Comedy has to be dangerous to be funny. It has to be the, oh, that's funny. So comedy has to be dangerous.
It can't just be strictly shock jockey like you.
Right.
It doesn't have to be dangerous. Like, you love Jerry Seinfeld. I don't think Jerry's that great at stand-up. He's not dangerous.
Jerry's different.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. Jerry is like a unicorn in the industry, right?
Jerry's dangerous around high schools.
He doesn't, like, he never curses, ever. Like, he never even goes close to it.
Yeah.
So, like, Jerry's just a different comic. You danger, the funny, the shock, but not shocky.
Oh, my God, is on this purpose. True?
I know. Can we read that? I was wondering.
Well, look it up first. Don't just read things. Google it.
Well, I was just saying it was Reba.
Oh, you just throw Jake under the bus?
Yes, it was him. He said it.
He's talking about where Sarah Spain launched her career. This would be very interesting if we confirm this.
I knew her from ESPN Chicago.
Well, that is that Chicago would, that he's saying.
You legit knew her?
Yeah, so when I was at ESPN, we would, at the Super Bowls, all the ESPN stations were in a group, like right next to each other.
Yeah.
And it was, her and I were the only two like update anchors that were there. So like we were always like in the same kind of meetings and stuff.
Wow. What was she like? Did she come across as real uptight, serious?
I found her as a little standoffish.
Okay. She's my winner for loser. She's my worst take. It's not even close. I don't care how factually incorrect the Cal Raleigh stuff is. I love the Shane Gillis stuff, and I'm voting her as my loser. 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line to vote. Did you confirm it?
Well, the only thing I'm finding is her doing an ice bucket challenge. That's the only type
That's close to a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, it is.
We'll have Reetma say it on the weekends. Reetma saying she got discovered and got a lot of attention because of a type of contest that she won.
The winner here, but it'd be too easy. The winner here would be Pro Football Network putting Cameron Hayward number two. But like I want to make it a little interesting. So instead, I'm going to go with Kevin Hagelin's awful take that in the Patriots, for some reason, are like not the greatest team ever because they lost to the Giants in a random game.
I felt like he backtracked a little bit yesterday at the firehouse in Richardson.
Yeah, because he's having to go like, yeah, Buster Douglas is the greatest fighter of all time.
he's doing a good job with our unfair analogies and comparisons sitting in the prep room right now. All right, who's your vote? Raleigh?
That looked for me. That is. I mean, that's. I mean, just the amount of people who are trying to make the MVP vote even interesting right now.
I never remembered getting this type of extra boost as it is right now.
Well, especially because they've never made the catcher position more useless. Like
How's it useful? Well,
it's gonna be completely useless after they do the automated strike zone.
Or not framing.
Right, because the pitch framing. But now it's just like, hey, can you hit? Oh, you can hit. Then you could catch in the major leagues. Like Cal Raleigh has a negative defensive WAR. Negative this year. Now, normally he's pretty good, but this year it's negative.
Who's winning?
817, Sarah Spain, 214. I'm voting for Sarah Spain to win the first award of her career.
second award.
469.
If Reba's right.
469, Sarah Spain. It's Sarah Spain. She's winning.
There it is. 877-881-1053. Thanks for turning it on, leave it on, and congrats to our final concert ticket winner of the week. The Red Zone, your football fix, is going to college because Texas has officially taken over. Little college kegger in the Red Zone after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win. Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Today's football fix is going to college here on DFW Sports Station with Sean and RJ, along with Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Kevin Walker in for Pepe. He'll be back on Monday. And Aiden running the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece at 9:40. When the season ended, the favorite to bring home the national championship was?
Let's go with, they decided, I think Texas, right?
No.
When the season ended, Ohio State.
It was the Ohio State University, which, by the way, the Barstool FS1 deal is official. Portnoy, Big Cat will be on their college game day type show, and then one of their Barstool shows will be on in the morning, I believe, for a couple of hours.
Which I saw something, I haven't looked, apparently per a report, Front Office Sports, they're saying that Fox likely sought the blessing of the NFL before making that hire. Like, hey, just to make sure,
well, our partner. There's no way that Roger Goodell would okay it.
Probably not Goodell, but it looks like the league probably said okay.
Well,
They're all about their branding at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because Portnoy's going to go on there and kill Goodell. He hates Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell hates him.
Or maybe it's like when you go, like, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? And they go, no, and they go, okay, well, I'm still going
to
ask her.
Well, yeah, the sell to the NFL is we have zero eyeballs on you right now from our programming, so we need to get some.
Yeah,
that will
do
ultimately
college.
Help you.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady probably blessed it because he's a Boston guy. All right. The Texas Longhorns have overtaken the Buckeyes as the favorite to win the national championship. This from Bet Online and their sportsbook manager. Outside of Clemson and Notre Dame, Texas has commanded the most preseason money to take home the title. There's obviously a ton of hype surrounding Arch coming into the year, and we only expect Longhorns wagering to ramp up as we get into August and September. Arch Manning at SEC Media Days was asked about all the hype.
I'm not really sure how they get these opinions, because I've only played, what, two games? But I guess that's nice of them to say, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. Talk is cheap. I got to go prove it.
All right, talk is cheap. I really like this guy. He looks he looks innocent. He sounds innocent. And this is someone, even though all the hype has been upon me, usually hate hype and root against it. Right now, I'm an Arch Manning fan, even though I can't stand Longhorn fans.
Handles himself well. Says the right thing, says enough, but not too much. He has been trained for this moment. There is no doubt about that.
Now, did you guys do the story about how he picked the suit he was wearing?
No.
Oh, it's because it wasn't a quarter zip, which is standard Manning issue.
Well,
did you see Pavia arrive in a tux?
No.
Pavia came to SEC Media Days in a tux and had an army of media around him.
I didn't know they made him that small. So Ross Dellinger over at Yahoo wrote this. He said, a few days ago, Arch Manning phoned his father, Cooper, with
a
question.
You're talking about the wrong family. I wouldn't. you're scared of
I
your,
went after the. I went,
you're
look,
scared,
I,
scared of the Keller softball
nah,
crew?
We got down there. We told them what was up.
I wouldn't be talking about the Pavias.
A few days ago, Arch Manning phoned his father, Cooper, with a question about his appearance at SEC Media Days. Hey, Dad, asked Arch, what am I wearing? So, last weekend, as any dad would, Cooper then flew to Austin, connected with an acquaintance in the clothing industry, and the two of them put together the wardrobe ensemble that the 21-year-old quarterback was wearing. Cooper refers to it as an outfit befitting a Southern gentleman, a navy jacket over an orange and white striped shirt, matching striped tie, khaki slacks, a brown belt, and for a dash of different color, a light blue pocket square and blue suede shoes. This is the most calculated, image-aware family in professional sports.
Boy, you could not have just done a picture of the classic Southern attire. I don't know. Y'all, you were in a fraternity. Y'all did those formals. I went to a formal once with a girl from a sorority, one of their formals. And I wore like a regular suit. I was the only one that did not have brown shoes and khakis on with the suit. They all wore like a blue suit jacket or a black. And then the khakis. I was the only one in a single color suit.
Don't they call you Khaki Kevin?
That is what they call me.
And why is that?
Really just because of Fred Davis. He called me khaki because I was wearing brown colored clothing one day and it just kind of stuck.
That's it. Were they cargo khakis?
No. It was I had like a khaki hat and a brown shirt, and that was pretty much it.
Oh,
so it had nothing to do with actual khaki pants.
No. I wasn't like dressed up in like khaki pants or nothing like that.
That's it. That's his Southern gentleman look there.
Absolute 2AT.
And
2AT.
And of course, Grandpa set the tone, and this is Arch talking about all the text messages every day from Archie.
I mean, he texts all the grandkids every morning, a Bible verse and a motivational text. So I hear a lot from him.
Is that like one group text or are those separate texts he's sending to everyone?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of different. And he signs off his name. I'm like, I know it's you.
that's just an older person thing.
That is an old man thing. My dad would do this. He died, though, so he doesn't do it anymore. But he would always text with RJ, comma, and then start like he's writing a letter. I got a Canadian buddy who does the same thing. He's our age. He's like, hey, RJ, comma.
My mom died before she could even text me. It wasn't a thing back then.
Wow. Jeez. Well, look. She could write you on the Ouija board.
Yep.
Even though they're the favorites to win the championship.
I talk to Miss Cleo now. Doesn't sound like my mom exactly, but.
even though they're the favorites to win the championship, they start off as a 2.5-point underdog in Columbus. What are the ratings going to be for that game?
Not good. Because it's an 11 a.m. kickoff.
Oh, no. No.
It is so stupid. I hate the Big Ten. I hate everything about the Big Ten.
The FS1, do they have the rights to the Big Ten?
Yeah, Big Fox. It's Fox. It's Big Noon on Fox. It'll be on Fox. It'll be on Channel 4.
You're going to hate Michigan so much more now that Portnoy's going to be on there. By the way, we suggested a Barstool-type concept at FS1 with the personalities, but I have zero interest in seeing Dave Portnoy on the main college football set. It's going to be nowhere near as effective as McAfee.
Oh, right.
Their programming, 8 to 10, all that. Dave Portnoy, he's not a sports expert.
I'd want Portnoy hosting one of their studio shows and like doing interviews or something. That's what I would want Portnoy
for. Yeah, he's fun. He's got...
Yeah.
I mean, he's
not going to be as bitty, though, as McAfee.
No, that's for sure. Like what Pat does with the crowd where he makes his picks and he goes, the Georgia song, and then he picks Bama. Like, that's fun.
And the kicks.
The kicks. I mean, he's a heel. He's a WWE heel.
He's a character.
Portnoy is he's got that in him, but it's not exactly who he is.
Big Cat will do well. Like Big Cat doing any sort of coverage, he'll do like anything they put him on a set for, he'll do well because he's really, I mean, he's funny like that.
It's just bothers me. Like, that game should not be at 11 a.m.
Yep. All right, so the Longhorns are 6-1 to win it all. Who's second?
Ohio State.
Ohio State is tied with who?
Penn State.
Not Penn State.
Georgia.
Georgia. 13-2.
Man. So Georgia's got three true road games this year. So they alternate. Well, last year they had like three true home games. This year they have three true road games. And it's a manageable road schedule. Their only tough road opponent, like true road game, is going to be at us. And we are breaking in a new quarterback.
How are they, I guess, with all those odds, how is Bama handling all of that? That they're not like just talked about as though they should just be given the trophy. Like that seems to be their thing.
Penn State is 7-1, then Clemson 17-2. I watched this sit down with Dabo and Belichick the other day. Holy crap, can Dabo Sweeney talk? Belichick may as well not even have been there. And he's a good storyteller. And it was interesting listening to him, but he did all the talking. Bama 9-1, Notre Dame and Oregon tied at 10-1, LSU 16-1, Florida, Michigan, Ole Miss. The Aggies are 33-1, and they're not getting their second round pick back.
Shamar Stewart, their first round pick. Yeah,
well, first round pick.
Yeah, he was number 17th overall. So Mike Elko, the head coach, is like, "Hey, he's here, he's working out.
Yeah,
he's unsigned." But he is not. He says there is no intention of him to play for us this year. He's been around. He's comfortable. We like what he does. We wish him the best. But he will be a Cincinnati Bengal.
What is his hold up there? The second-round picks are now signing, including Ezeraku.
So he was a first-round pick. It's forfeiture language. The Bengals are trying to start a new baseline with their first-round contracts where they say, like, there's basically language in the contract that forfeits money under certain circumstances that they have never applied to any of their other first rounders. So Shamar Stewart is saying, I'm not going to be your guinea pig on it. You're giving me the same contract language as every other player you've ever signed here. And they're digging in on it. And that's where he's right. Ultimately, he's right. If they wanted to try and sneak it by, fine. And then you can set it as a baseline and say, well, Stewart signed it, but he caught it. He said he didn't want it. You have to work with him.
Oklahoma is 50-1 to win it all. Tough break, Carter Freeman.
And that's they've got they have FCS wide receivers and the best transfer quarterback in the whole thing. John Mateer is fantastic. He's going to do great there.
So should they be this low?
I don't think so. Now they got a tough schedule. Obviously they play Texas. They go to Tennessee. They got to go to Alabama. Like, it's not an easy schedule.
Handled Alabama last year. It's not a problem.
RJ's Vols are 60-1 to win it all. Jared Sandler and Brett Boone's Trojans, 66-1. Then SMU and Texas Tech, both 100-1.
Us being 60-1 is interesting because Heupel's kind of proven it. His system's kind of quarterback proof. But it's a new quarterback who's never played at this level, so we'll see.
If you want Texas just to win the SEC, it's 11-4. That's plus 275.
Big 12 favorite is going to be Arizona State.
No. Third.
Let's go Colorado. I believe in Deion.
Nope. Oh, not even in the top six.
Damn it.
Is it buzz K-State?
Find that buzz. It is not K-State. They're tied for third.
West Virginia. No, it's Tech.
Oh, yeah. Texas Tech.
Nope.
Iowa State?
Well, they're Tech wrong. Is second. Tech.
Iowa State?
Not Iowa State.
Utah?
Utah is the favorite at 5-1.
Tech's better than Utah.
Half the battle in picking these is trying to figure out who the hell is in these conferences.
Exactly. And then I just wanted to check in on Belichick with the ACC.
If they're lower than fourth, that's a major disappointment.
What, Bobby?
Slug bug, no tag back.
They are lower than fourth.
Miami and Clemson.
Miami, Clemson is almost even money. Miami's 15-4.
NC State.
No. Not above.
Georgia Tech?
Georgia Tech is fifth at 12-1.
Syracuse?
SMU is fourth.
Oh, God.
See? At 9-1. No Syracuse on the list.
Forgot about SMU.
You're missing third.
Cal.
Louisville. I'll just give you the order. Clemson, Miami, Louisville, SMU, Georgia Tech, Florida State, Duke at 25-1, North Carolina, 28-1 to win the championship.
That's not a terrible
in the conference
value bet.
You know, it's interesting.
Do you know anyone they have? You're just saying it's a good value because of Belichick? You know anything about their talent?
I know absolutely nothing about it. But I'm just saying, like, if he's that great of a coach.
Hey, you know, how's he recruited? Are people buying into it? I don't know what type of talent
they did. They had to go mostly transfer portal because he was a little bit late.
You know, it's funny on some of these odds, though. Like, the odds were clearly, I think you said, they were better that Texas wins the SEC than wins the national title, right? Like, I would think it's a better shot of actually winning the national title if you're Texas than winning the SEC.
Are we getting a little wild card I just found out about for crosstalk with KNC, a guy that I have never, maybe one time in Fort Worth, he may be responsible for a nickname we just discussed. A little surprise for crosstalk next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It's Sean and RJ at 105.3 The Fan. This segment is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, and they're all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Mabus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
A nice surprise for Crosstalk with the man... who I think easily, yeah, it is kind of in Corey's face. This guy makes everyone else the most nervous in the building. And I'm about to find out why, hopefully. Fred Davis in for Corey Majors, along with Kevin Hagelin on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. What's up?
Man, just living the dream on a Friday morning.
Your voice sounds deeper than it just did in the commercial.
It's radio. I mean, what
He's
are we
trying
doing?
To out-deep you.
You know? Because we don't all do it.
Yeah.
We don't all do it. I mean,
who has the biggest radio voice at the station that's not the same off air? Zach?
No.
What's Zach off air different? Is it different?
Zach is just going to be.
Still sounds like a Muppet off
Zach
air.
Zach is going to be generally.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
They were
going to
go right over that.
What the hell?
Zach is going to be very, like, generally chill. I feel like when he's on the air, it's definitely like, here we go. That's like, it's not a different tone, but it's a different, like, it's all said with his chest.
We're out here. I just see his text.
Tim Brando was the one that, like, he said, and listening back in the day on Sporting News Radio, he said, your radio voice is not the same as your everyday talking.
See,
voice.
That's why. That's
but
why,
yours is definitely deeper than it was 2 minutes ago right now.
I mean, what are we doing here? What are we doing? Does you know, Post Malone sound the same on stage as he does bebopping around?
No, but I think everyone else pretty much is the same. Yeah. That's the benefit of having three or four people in.
That's also
if
the
you're
benefit,
by yourself or just maybe one other person. Like if you're by yourself, I definitely think it changes.
Yeah. Okay. So you can speak more clearly, but that doesn't mean your voice changes. Like you got deeper.
Yeah, go back to
you went from one testicle to two. Just by turning the microphone on.
Just real quick. Just go back to commercial break voice just for a second.
Okay, this is commercial voice.
That was closer. Yeah, that was closer to commercial voice. You're also hearing it now through a microphone instead of through here. So it's getting some of the processing.
Yeah. And we all talk loud. Don't we talk loud? I mean, I don't talk as loud.
Yeah, no doubt.
On the microphone or just.
Although Bobby talks.
Because I can't.
I talk loud.
You ever get stuck in an elevator with Bobby? Holy hell.
Especially if I've had a drink.
Oh,
my gosh.
Or in a car ride.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than being in the car with Bobby at 2:45 a.m. in Oxnard, and he is just, he's so loud.
You're I don't know why you put a time on that.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm loud regardless. 2:45 in the morning.
Well, because Sean later sounds, in the day, I can handle it.
Sean sounds as bassy as Fred at 2:45 in the morning. He's like, shut up. I don't want to hear you right now.
Man, you got a hell of a headphone tangle over there.
Yeah, this is my routine.
Give it to me. I can't even look at it.
Your routine is to unknot it every day? You don't want to have a different routine of the way you wind them up?
You were just on less than 12 hours ago.
Do you wind them up or do you just grab them and throw them? Oh, that's why.
Chop, do you think you have an ability to untangle?
I'm an untangler.
Obviously, let him do it, Fred.
I do necklaces all the time.
Oh.
Here you go.
If you can find a friend who does that, that's an amazing friend gift and offer to untangle. Necklaces, they're...
No, ask G-Bag. I do that. Every crosstalk, I sit there, you know...
Do you always get untangled in time? There's no way.
Usually, yeah. Because I'll do... I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like a nervous tick, right? You're just sitting there, you're talking, you know, doing your thing.
Okay. Kevin, what's coming up?
I'm going to tell you that in just a second, but I want to go back to Fred because Fred, I believe, can give us some insight on a potential challenge to someone on our show last night.
Oh, please.
This is good.
That I think is going to end with that person unconscious.
Alex, just stand near the board, please. I just want to see your face when this is said.
So, as you got, you know, nighttime, we've got the gamut of producers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Khaki Kevin Walker being one of them. And so one of the new guys is Dylon, all right, for all my Chappelle Show folks out there. Good kid. I mean, he was, what, magna cum laude in journalism, which whatever that means.
Sure, he looks like it.
Magaholic.
Right? It's like you're smart, so why'd you pick journalism?
He's definitely a wonderful man.
By the way, Bondi says, I think they're releasing the files. If you're following along,
why
this
is everybody still talking about this? Okay, we don't need to talk about the files.
It's, so it's not a hoax again? Okay.
I don't know.
He's a wonderful man, okay? Yeah, nobody says anything bad.
So we're doing our top five last night. Top five topic was things you've done once and said, I'm done doing it, right? In honor of Mike Williams retiring after the Chargers practice. So our guy Dylon comes out of the gates and says, I think his number three was, punched my baseball coach when I was 12. And if you saw this kid, I mean, I can't even imagine him punching anything. So we're like, wow, that's crazy. Then he volunteers that he punched his mother. Okay? We're like, whoa! Okay. So we're like, what, did you slap her? Like, whatever. So we get into that, and he, oh, I don't remember, yada, yada.
Okay. I don't remember.
He remembers he remembers hitting her.
And he just blacks out and wakes up in a pool of blood.
Did he say where he hit her?
The shoulder. Shoulder. Right. Did you slap her? Was it open hand? What happened, right?
And what's his stature?
Oh, 120 soaking wet. Maybe 130.
And height?
He's slight.
5'9", 5'10".
His head barely fits in that hat, that Ranger hat.
There you go. That's Dylon to the fullest right there.
Dylon.
So that's then we asked him. No,
by the way,
Dylon.
RJ untangled those headphones really
quickly. So his name's Dylon, but if you guys have seen Chappelle's show, you guys know who Dylon is. So that's what we call him on the show. So I said, hey, what producers here at the station do you think you could take? And without any hesitation whatsoever, he says, Alec Medford.
What?
Jim Rath. No, Alec Medford. Not even a moment's notice. Like, it's almost like he had a beef.
Are they tight to the degree where he would joke with Alec? Grab the mic.
I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows Alec like that.
Alec, do you know Dylon like that, Alec?
I've talked to him maybe like once.
Is he taller than you, like considerably?
Yeah.
He's 5'10", they say.
Yeah, I'm 5'7". He's probably 5'10", 5'11".
Okay, so
it's like Buster Douglas.
Yeah, it's Tyson Douglas. I was just gonna go there. It's a little different.
Did you hear this? And if so or if not, he's hearing it. You heard it now. What do you think?
Yeah, this is my first time hearing this, so I'm intrigued because everybody thinks that the height is the key.
Well, and we tried telling him that, Alec.
Alec works out. Alec is jacked.
I weighed in at 168 yesterday.
Wow. Blake and I told him, you understand. And this is what we told him. We said, look, you understand he's probably the most fit of all the producers, maybe outside of Lucius. And Dylon's response was, he's 5'7", so what?
Wow.
Yeah, I'll just give him noogies.
my response was that Alec would beat his ass.
We said to power rank the three, you know, who do you think you could beat up? He said Alec 1, Jet, this new kid, and then Ross Lubinsky, because he doesn't think he'll fight back.
Okie dokes.
He did refer to Ross. I see Ross being a non-violent.
Ross would take notes on the fight.
He's like, okie dokes. He referred to himself as Rossi the other day.
Rossi.
But how about the... respect?
Ross is coming back at you.
How about the respect for Kevin, though?
Yeah.
He didn't name Kevin on that list.
No, and we tried to throw it because Blake even said, he goes, you don't think you could take Kevin? He said no. And he didn't think he could take guy Jake
Kevin,
either.
How tall are you, Kevin?
Alec.
I'm about 5'10".
5'10". Okay, so he's a height thing.
It's a height thing.
Must be clearly.
But look at Alec's stature. I mean, Alec is...
He's like a brick. Like, I wouldn't want to...
But Alec, have you ever been in a fight?
Yeah, I have.
He's a former drug mule. That's legitimately is banned from Venmo because of that.
Banned from Venmo.
Man,
so allegedly.
Does the Dylon does he have like swag and confidence?
No, none whatsoever. None whatsoever.
And how much does he weigh? 5'10" what?
120, 130.
Stop.
Max.
Legit.
Dude, I'm serious.
That's not possible. Maybe it is. I don't know.
What? That he weighs 130 pounds?
I mean, he's young. How old is he? He's
22.
Yeah, he's young.
No, because I call him my three illegitimate children because I have daughters all their same age. So new guy Jake, Khaki Kevin, and Dylon are all 22.
Wow.
I have 100 pounds on him.
Yeah.
Thank God.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think Alec would crush that dude.
Thanks, man.
Maybe the guy... I mean, maybe he's trained.
I mean, look,
he has no problem hitting his mom.
Hit his mom.
He'll fight dirty.
Fred, does he come across as having like anger issues?
After last night, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those guys. Hey, look.
You know, the snap ability is a thing too.
Yeah.
It's not just about strength, size. What happened? Like Bassick, we always knew if Bassick got in a fight, like
it's on.
You'd have to literally probably kill
him. You'd have to kill him.
But he's also not gonna stop a 6'2" former athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the rage factor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe this. Maybe Dylon has got rage.
And look, I think it's an epidemic here at the station, is just the pent-up nature of some of the young men here at the station as well. And, I mean, I think
you're sleeping on the couch. You think our young guys have issues?
Oh, 1,000%.
We've
got a handful of guys. And again, we get the rotating group here. And, look, I love all these guys. But, you know, and we try to give, you know, Blake and I try to give pep talks to some of these guys. I mean, Bobby knows.
Like Blake's some vet. How old is Blake?
Blake's younger than they are.
First of all, Blake's using fake names on dating websites. I mean, this guy can't be stopped.
Blake has the worst judgment of anybody in this building on everything.
Like, everything?
So what was this? What was this thing? Yeah, everything. What were you doing? The segment where this came up?
Top five things you do top once five. And then never do it again.
So it's their top five list. I was in here during a commercial break one time, and I was just kidding. But he was like, hey, we need a top five. We're about to come back. We haven't picked it yet. what should it be? I was like, Blake, how about you do the top five stereotypes that you think are actually true? And I was not. And Blake got out a piece of paper. He's like, I know all us black guys, we can sing. So that's one. And he like starts like, I was like, do not do this because you will lose your job.
I will say this, Fred, out on the streets, everyone talks about your show. People are loving it.
It's funny,
man.
They
always bring it up. Seatbelts off.
Yeah.
Something about that nighttime slot, right, Kev?
I get you.
It's different radio. I mean, you get dialogue, you get kids talking about beating up their mothers, so.
That is a pretty shocking turn.
You may have just gotten him fired.
No, look, he's a God-fearing kid. Look, he's never been pulled over.
He doesn't fear that much.
He's never been, well, think about it. He's never been pulled over.
Have you read the Old Testament, Sean?
He's never what?
He's never been pulled over, okay? I think he said he's never drank.
See, I already don't trust him then.
I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Maybe the lack of...
You don't trust me?
No. Maybe they don't unwind because they're not drinking. Because, like, yeah, Kev doesn't drink, and he's got pent-up aggression. He kicks in windows.
No, he's never had a drop.
You've never had a drop alcohol in your life?
He's never had a drop.
Oh, wow. No. That's impressive.
I hope you'll trust me.
I got nothing. Hey, RJ just said I don't trust their own.
Well, and they definitely shouldn't fire him straight away. They should at least give him a chance in the fight.
Let the mom testify.
And if he wins, then he gets to keep his job.
His mom is a teacher. And, look, I'll put it like this. He did a great job on haikus the other night. I mean, cleaned up.
Really? So. You guys doing haikus?
Yeah.
Haiku Hump Day every Wednesday. Yeah. Come on.
What's got me fired up on the before. Show.
Why not?
Tease this so I don't get in trouble.
Right out the gate, we're going to have more Cowboys questions that matter, but I'm going to turn your attention to 1220. We were going to do this earlier in the week. We just haven't had time. If you could magically grant an NBA player health throughout their career or, you know, other things, who would you pick?
Like past? Other
things. Okay, so I'm
or can be present now if you
want. Other things?
Like if you
Sean might died. Be biased because he's from Maryland.
I knew he was gonna get
see what
that.
You did there. I see what you did there.
I figured out we were just
gonna very nice.
You're an ass.
That's a good one.
You're an ass. Did you say fired right what? Before he gave his tease, fired over a haiku or something?
Yeah.
Like the content of the haiku or just the segment?
I mean, I think there was more involved there.
What's
a good segment? It goes sideways though.
What city?
Oh, Houston.
You got
fired at Houston
what,
over
spittle
haiku?
The bus there?
No, Gavin was already gone.
Oh, okay.
No, Gavin was already gone.
Parker,
Gavin was
already Parker gone. Fired you?
No.
Armin got you?
No, Ryan McCredden.
Okay.
Ryan McCredden.
Did you call the service road the haiku? Service road?
No, it's all
the
together.
What was your scent? What was your... insensitivity because all these guys are scared to host with you because how off the rails you're supposed to be.
You're the first one. I hosted with you for five and a half years in a different version.
You were the first one scared. Choppy was a little nervous. It's a nervous excitement to work with you.
Trust me, I get it.
We did great. I was excited.
How reined in are you now compared to Houston?
Oh, first of all, I was drinking in Houston.
During the haiku?
No. But I'm saying so me and Teddy J, Ted Johnson, who Ted was off the rails, I was off the rails, and it was nighttime radio, and that's pretty much all you need to know.
All right. That's all we need to know. Have a fantastic weekend. Buckle up, Kevin Hagelin. It's the KNC Masterpiece with old ED next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.